Nestled in the woods, surrounded by towering pines, life in the blue-trimmed cottage at No. 1 Forest Lane would normally be considered picturesque. But this summer, after weeks of drought and wildfires, Olga Kubishova says she feels it is like living next to a nuclear reactor. Kubishova, a normally patient grandmother, is part of a growing number of Russians in the country and the city who increasingly blame part of the massive fire damage on the government mismanagement and lack of investment. On Tuesday, leading business newspaper Kommersant estimated that fire damages will total $15 billion, trimming one percentage point off an already feeble economic recovery. Three public opinion polls released on Tuesday showed dropping approval ratings for Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and President Dmitry Medvedev. Mr. Putin responded with his usual enthusiasm. As state television cameras chronicled his exploits for the Tuesday evening news, he co-piloted an amphibious firefighting plane, taking on water from a river and dumping it on burning fires in the Ryazan region. "We hit it," Mr. Putin exclaimed as his plane zoomed low over the flames. Earlier in the day, Mr. Putin met with Moscow's mayor Yuri Lushkov. He acidly congratulated the mayor for his timely return Sunday from a week-long foreign vacation. While the mayor was away, city residents struggled with choking smog and extreme heat in well-insulated apartments built to withstand extreme cold. Angering many Muscovites late last week, the mayor's press spokesman, Sergei Tsoi, told the news website that there was no crisis situation in Moscow. In face of sagging approval ratings, Russia's president also disciplined underlings. On Tuesday, the head of Moscow Forestry Department was fired hours after Mr. Medvedev criticized him for not coming home from his summer vacation. But Forest Lane's Kubishova and other Russians say that government policies and mismanagement have made the country excessively vulnerable to this ongoing natural disaster. Through Soviet times and modern times, Kubishova has lived and worked in the foresty complex outside of Lukhovitsy, about 130 kilometers southeast of Moscow. A big change came 4 years ago when Russia's new forestry law essentially privatized management of state forests. On the ground, it meant that the company laid off forest wardens to cut costs. With the new law, she said, the forest around her has no owner. 2 weeks ago, when wildfires started, city and company authorities dismissed as alarmist Forest Lane residents who asked for protection. After fires exploded across European Russia, burning 2,000 homes and killing 52 people, city officials sent out a work crew. As she spoke, chainsaws whined next to her house. But, she said, the crew was cutting only a 30-meter firebreak, one-third the size ordered nationwide last week by Prime Minister Putin. Surrounded by 30-meter-tall pines, she said she was praying for rain and keeping her documents in her car for a quick escape. While chainsaws were cutting pine trees in the country, hammers were banging nails into pine boxes at morgues in the city on Tuesday. The Sechenov Morgue, a Tsarist-era red brick building located across the street from a Moscow city hospital, saw constant comings and goings of family groups dressed in black. Anatoly Korenyuk, the morgue truck driver, a large man in black suspenders, fitfully tried to relax with a paperback. "The extreme heat," he said, "has meant more people dying and more funerals." As he spoke, a morgue attendant interrupted, bearing a clipboard with four new addresses. Nearby, Marina Pirozhevna recounted how her 86-year-old aunt died last Saturday after experiencing breathing problems on a day when wood smoke pushed city carbon monoxide to almost seven times safe levels. She recited a long list of relatives who have left Moscow in recent days, hoping to find cleaner air and cooler temperatures. Weather forecasters say that Moscow's smog may continue to recede on Wednesday, but they forecast little heat relief in a country where 500 forest fires were burning Tuesday. According to Roman Vilfan, director of the Hydromet Center Weather Forecasting Service, Moscow daytime temperatures through the weekend will continue to hit 34 degrees Celsius. He said these temperatures were more typical of the Sahara. James Brook for VOA News, Moscow.